This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. On Friday, lawyers for former Register Guard reporter Serena Markstrom rested their discrimination case in Lane County Circuit Court. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert was there and joins us now. So, Tiffany, tell us how the day unfolded.
The day opened with testimony from Randy Bjornstad, a 28-year veteran reporter with the Register Guard and president of the Eugene Newspaper Guild. Bjornstad testified that the company reassigned Markstrom from features to hard news without training or professional support, and that caused stress and anxiety. Bjornstad said the union became involved in Markstrom's employment issues when the paper implemented a performance improvement plan, or PIP, in 2013. She said it contained unprecedented requirements for a reporter, including a story quota. Bjornstad stated she'd never seen any other RG reporter challenged in this way. She called it a last-chance agreement geared to terminate Markstrom.
That sounds like pretty strong testimony coming from Markstrom's former colleague. What did the Register Guard's lawyers ask Bjornstad?
In cross-examination, Register Guard attorney Carolyn Guest used clips of Bjornstad's 11-hour deposition. The defense argued that Markstrom checked her company email while on medical leave during pregnancy, an act that was prohibited. They alleged she destroyed emails and text messages that belonged to the company. Bjornstad was asked to read aloud messages to Markstrom in which she gave instruction of how to delete draft emails and suggested resetting preferences to have emails routed to a separate server.
And that's a major part of this case, right? With the Register Guard alleging Markstrom destroyed evidence in the form of emails and text. But this happened while Markstrom was on medical leave. I understand the court heard from several witnesses who are close to the plaintiff.
That's right. We heard from Markstrom's obstetrician, Tamara Stenchel, who testified she worried for Markstrom's health at work and wrote a letter advising medical leave because the stress at work endangered her pregnancy. We also heard from retired Register Guard reporter Bob Kiefer, who took the stand to describe Markstrom as an extremely good features reporter who was bored by conventional stories. Kiefer said she brought younger, hipper readers to the RG with early use of social media. The last witness for the plaintiff was Sean Nugent, Serena Markstrom's husband. He testified work problems started shortly after their wedding in October 2013. Nugent wept openly as he described Markstrom's difficult childhood and the stress and depression Markstrom experienced after she was fired while pregnant with their first child. After Nugent's testimony, the plaintiff rested.
Tiffany, what happens next in this trial?
The defense will present their case starting on Tuesday. Markstrom is seeking $125,000 in damages and back pay, and the Register Guard is countersuing her for the cost of legal fees and forensics. KLCC will have a reporter in court Tuesday, and we'll keep you updated as the trial continues.
Tiffany, thank you for being with us today.
Of course.
KLCC's Tiffany Eckert was in court Friday reporting on the discrimination case of Markstrom versus the Register Guard.